Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John, chapter 3, verses 25 through 36, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the third chapter. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him. John answered, A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We heard yesterday that the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. What is sinful in us keeps passing away until death puts our body of sin down for good and we are changed and raised again. Even so, the true light is already shining. The love of Christ, the shining, is already even in those who know him. And that is how it was also for John the Baptist's ministry after Christ's arrival. Not that there was anything sinful about his ministry, but that his work was likewise passing away even while the true light was already shining. The friend of the bridegroom is the one who brings the bride to his friend and stands by him in joy, and at least for a while he is still in the picture. Now, today's bit of scripture is kind of strange. John's disciples are prompted to report that everyone is going and following Jesus instead of John. And so we learn in passing that Jesus was baptizing people. Perhaps it was only his disciples baptizing at his instruction, as the gospel will say in the next chapter. But here, it seems that John and Jesus are doing the same thing in parallel. This is not yet the baptism with fire and the Holy Spirit, which John had foretold. We should acknowledge the comment that comes in chapter 7, as yet the Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. So this scripture shows a rivalry of apparent equals with equal baptisms, as it were. And that's fine, because John's baptism was always a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, preparing the way and leading to Jesus. Such baptism by anyone's hand was always supposed to make everyone go to him. John's answer reveals what his earlier confession in the gospel meant when he said, I am not the Christ. I am the next to the Christ. John's the best man. Perhaps he and his fellows all looked the same there in that picture, handsome young men in suits and ties with girls on their arms. But it's the one who has the bride on his arm who is the groom. And if the best man is ever seen around with the bride, so long as he's an honorable friend, he is always somehow, whether by word or by deed, bringing this bride closer and closer to the groom, his friend. And he must never delay her, or worse, take her for himself. So it is with John's ministry, if one wishes to call it that. He is the voice who cries, "Behold, the Lamb, who is greater and before me, even though I am going before him." John's duty comes to an end in today's reading, as this is the last word that we hear before his martyrdom. But his joy is full and is complete, and he goes to his grave glad. His voice may and must quiet down now, lest an immature groomsman's antics become the center of intention instead of what ought to be our focus on such a day. And notice that the bridegroom's voice brings joy to all. This is how it must be in our church also, dear friends. And this is why Lutherans sometimes fuss a bit over that word ministry, because we all must decrease and Christ must increase. And in our insecurities and out of the darkness that is in us that has not yet entirely passed away, we do have a great way of aggrandizing ourselves in the name of Christ before his bride. It's common to believe that the meaning of life is found in our purpose, which often means, where is it that I can find myself to be the hero of my story? There's even a whole set of language that is in the church, although it's not native to the Lutheran church as far as I can see, that wants to emphasize how we are the hands and the feet of Jesus, maybe even the mouths of Jesus. Sometimes as if Jesus had not come in the flesh, or as if he no longer had his own hands and feet and mouth, or more importantly, as if he were no longer himself at work in his church, ruling and reigning over it, as certainly he is. Therefore, this strange story today urges us to take John's teaching to heart, to take heed over ourselves and see that from time to time, we often do make far too much of people seeing Jesus in us rather than bringing them to him and his words directly. If John the Baptist, of whom Jesus Christ said, "There has never been a greater man born of woman," if even he has to decrease, then that means that pastors have to decrease. It means that every Christian has to decrease also. Christ is the one who needs to be heard. His is the voice that brings joy, which is why his words and his commands, and especially his promises, can never be sidestepped by us for the sake of our relationship building with others or our sense of our ministry. The relationship is between Christ and his bride, the church. He is the one who has come down from heaven with God's own words in God's own mouth, speaking what the Holy Trinity knows. And we are still earthly with one foot in what is passing away, even if we are ones that he has sent. We are the ones who always, whatever our status and position in the church, we are the ones who set our seal to his truth. And we do that when we say, "Amen." We acknowledge that he is the light who is already shining. He always has been. And therefore, we, if we are tasked either to minister or to testify in any relationship that we have, we must behave as true friends of Jesus, bringing others to him and not to ourselves. Yes, sometimes groomsmen and brothers need to be reminded, this is not your special day. But behold, how complete the joy is of those who are privileged to stand by the risen Christ, those who are themselves brought to him as part of his bride, the church, all of us who are named with his name as sons and heirs of God, those who see light in his light. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.